Hello, and welcome to Keep Middlesex Moving's Mobility Matters podcast. I am Christina Fowler, and I'm joined today by my fellow hosts and co-workers, Bill Neary, Arlene Holt, and Christopher Gonda. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hi, Christina.
So this is our first official podcast, and I'm so excited to be sitting here with all of you. On today's episode, we're going to talk about KMM and the programs we offer and give a short introduction of each of our hosts, who we are and what we do. We are all here today because throughout this series, you will find one or two of us hosting. It's truly a team effort. So let's start with you, Bill. Why don't you introduce yourself first?
Thank you, Christina. And as the executive director at Keep Middlesex Moving for nearly 18 years, I have seen our skillful team flawlessly adapt to the changing dynamics in this transportation world. But previously, I ran my own Dairy Queen business for 25 years, and I also had the opportunity to serve as the mayor of my hometown of East Brunswick for 12 years. I've been married for 48 years, and I have one terrific son. And as we continue to move through these transformation periods, KMM will continue to be a flexible and reliable resource for so many of the changes in this new transportation environment.
Thanks, Bill. Next up, we have our rideshare coordinator, Arlene Holt. Arlene, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name is Arlene Holt, and I'm basically the jack of all trades here at KMM. I started off working as the rideshare coordinator, assisting commuters and businesses create sustainable commuter programs. But now I also work with municipalities on safety campaigns such as Street Smart and the Smart Workplaces Employer Recognition Program. I was born in New York, but please don't hold that against me because I was raised in New Jersey, where I live with my husband, daughter, and our rescue pity, Steve Holt. But what I'm most excited about right now is co-hosting this awesome podcast with my favorite coworkers.
Aw, Arlene, that's the best.
Really excited.
So next up we have—
Maybe she's just saying that, you know, because her boss is here. You know.
So next up we have Chris Gonda, our Safe Routes to School coordinator. Chris?
Hi, I'm Christopher Gonda. I'm the coordinator of the Safe Routes to School program at Keep Middlesex Moving. And I work with schools and communities to identify opportunities for more kids to walk and bike to school. So by identifying these opportunities, we're making these streets safer for all people to travel on foot or on bike. And outside of my role at KMM, I am a cyclist and a runner. So I spend a lot of time out on the streets. And I also consider myself an advocate for safe streets for all. And I recently joined my township's Trails Advisory Committee, and I'm excited about that role. And lastly, I'm a father. So my son and my dog and I and my wife, we spend a lot of time walking or biking or running. So when it comes to my work as a Safe Routes to School coordinator, it's also personal to me and the work I do.
Thanks, Chris. So I guess that leaves me. I'm Christina Fowler. I'm the marketing manager at KMM. I have 20 plus years of experience in marketing, specifically creating and executing programming, events, social media, digital campaigns for KMM. Outside of the office, I serve as a borough council member in Hightstown, and I'm a lifelong resident of the great state of Jersey. I was born in North Jersey, educated in Central Jersey, and raising my family right here in Hightstown. So in the weeks to come, this podcast series we'll focus on topics related to the field of transportation, sustainability, and economic development here in Jersey. Each show will focus on issues that are instrumental to mobility, not only in Middlesex County, but across New Jersey. Leading experts will join us in sharing their insight and expertise on various topics, including electric vehicles and their role in mobility, climate change and its impact on our economy, bike and pedestrian safety, and its importance on infrastructure, and placemaking and its impact on our community, and much, much more.
So before we end our first podcast, I'd like to ask a controversial question to all of our co-hosts. Does Central Jersey exist? And what is your opinion on where those geographical boundaries exist?
No, I guess I can answer it first. Yes, Central Jersey exists. It's all the places in North Jersey and South Jersey that people wish they could live in. Okay. It's a, I consider it the boundaries, Route 195 and Route 78. I think that kind of geographically describes it, but I think it's also more of a state of mind than a geography.
Well, Bill, I think I'm going to have to agree. Yes, Central Jersey does exist, but my geographical location of Central Jersey begins at exit 9 and ends in Monmouth County. and goes as far west as Somerset. So New Brunswick, as far west as Franklin, and then as far south as Hamilton.
So you're saying that Hightstown is not in Central Jersey?
Oh, no, that's when you get down to Hamilton.
Hightstown is above Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, above Hamilton. Sorry. Okay. How about you, Chris?
Yes, I absolutely believe that Central Jersey exists, as hard or soft as the borders may be. Overall, though, I agree with Bill in regard to 78 being the northern border and 195 is the southern border. Having grown up in Central Jersey in Franklin Township, I can testify that there is a Central Jersey state of mind.
And I grew up in Old Bridge and I live in East Brunswick. So I think East Brunswick is the population center of New Jersey. So.
Yeah, I grew up in Perth Amboy, and so I have to say that Middlesex County is the northernmost part of Central Jersey, and it goes down to 195, and then Monmouth County would be included. Ocean is on its own, so, but yeah, definitely a state of mind. However, having lived in North Jersey, I have to say anything below Bergen County is South Jersey, so...
Well, I don't know if I think Monmouth County is an animal of its own. It's the shore. So I don't know if it's really Central Jersey, but I'll let it go.
But Ocean is definitely like, you know, that's another animal.
This is great. This is really great. So, you know, we will be tackling issues like this and many more here on our podcast.
Yes, riveting, riveting issues.
But I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And stay tuned for our next episode of Mobility Matters.